A storm system late this weekend, and more likely early next week, will likely generate some moderate amounts of rain in a portion of the northern plains. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We expect most of that precipitation to be in North Dakota, northwestern parts of Minnesota, and in a stripe from north central and northeastern South Dakota back into the Black Hills region. The far southeastern corner of the region is not likely to come up with a lot of rain, but all that is based on today's computer forecast modeling. Most likely this system will change in character somewhat over the course of the weekend, and if you have any interest in this event, please stay tuned to your local forecast to come up with any changes that may be suggested. In the meantime, though, over the weekend we will see a warming trend take place after cool weather across the region overnight tonight. The temperatures tomorrow morning are expected to slip back into the 30s for the most part. There will be a couple of freezes that may occur in parts of Minnesota. But we will warm up after that, and the high temperatures during the day Sunday into Monday are going to be quite warm in the southeast part of the region in particular, but everybody will get involved with this warm-up coming up. The temperatures will likely peak out in the range of 70s and perhaps a few 80s. Most of that is likely to occur on Sunday and Monday, and the 80s will be mostly in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. We do look for cooling to come with the frontal boundary that produces that rain and thunderstorm activity that I mentioned before. Some of the rain totals could be in the range of 1 to 2.5 inches. So it could be a halfway significant storm system for at least portions of the region. If you're in the southeast part of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, you probably will not encounter much of the greater rainfall based on today's computer modeling. But the system does need to be closely monitored over the course of the weekend. Now tomorrow, we may see a few spits and spats of moisture as an east-southeasterly wind begins to evolve. This will likely bring warm and moist air back across the region, and as it does, we're likely to see this instability create a few showers, but a trace to a couple tenths of an inch of moisture is about all that will occur, and the coverage will be no more than about 20 or 25%. Those showers will stay with us Saturday night going into Sunday. I do not look for any big changes in their distribution. Most of us will see dry, biased conditions. We do look for the rain to begin to increase, though, on Sunday afternoon going into Monday. That's when that frontal system will begin pushing across the heart of the region. It will begin in the northwest, though, on Sunday, sometime in the morning, and the showers and thunderstorms will begin to occur way out to the west. We won't see the precipitation in the heart of our region until we get to Monday, most likely, although some showers and storms will begin Sunday night. There will be a bout of cooling that comes in behind it, and a chance for some more frost and freezes, perhaps on Tuesday morning. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.